Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another AgriPort edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. We are winding into fall and it's almost chilly outside. So as we begin to enjoy some cooler weather, here's some key events coming up. Firstly, the Department of Agriculture is hosting a fall regional stakeholder meetings. These serve as opportunities to foster dialogue between the Department of Ag and Arizona's agricultural community, providing updates on key initiatives and gathering input from agriculturalists like you. There will be four regional meetings, October 7th in Thatcher, October 24th in Yuma, October 23rd in Phoenix, and October 30th in Flagstaff. You'll also want to mark your calendar on October 22nd, as it's time for the annual Maricopa County Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee's Ag Social. We cannot wait to showcase what magic Miss Carrie Mayfield brings for you this year with Sips and Sunsets. Be sure to RSVP to everyone's favorite agriculture networking event. More information and RSVP for both of these events can be found on our website, maricopacountyfb.org. In national news, a case of New World screwworm has been found in Sabinas Hidalgo, just 70 miles from the United States border. That is the closest case yet to the United States and is being monitored closely. Imports of cattle and horses from Mexico are still on pause as the situation is being managed. We will keep you updated on new developments as they arise. The USDA projects that net farm income will rise sharply from 2024. Adjusted for inflation, net farm income is estimated to rise $48.8 billion or 37.2% from 24 to 25. Net cash farm income is forecasted to increase 25.3% over the same period. The National Grain and Feed Association has released The Harvest Economy, a new economic impact study that evaluates the vital role of the U.S. grain and feed industry. Arizona agriculture has a nearly $32 billion economic impact for our state, and the grain and feed industry accounts for just over $2 billion of that. You can read the full report linked on our website. That's a wrap for this week's Ag Report. Catch you next week as we chat with Arizona Department of Agriculture on the complicated topic of air quality. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, maricopacountyfb.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.